At age 6, we learned Braille. It was obviously very strange, but then I guess learning print is very strange when you're 6 years old. And we learned grade 1 Braille first off, on contracted Braille, and then I went on to my next school, where we perfected it and added contractions. Braille's quite large, so they use what they call grade 2 Braille. Grade 2 Braille has abbreviations, word signs, and signs for groups of letters to make it smaller.
I was brought up in Tokyo in Japan, so my first experience was Japanese Braille and the numbers. The numbers are the same with the British way, but all other expressions are different, although it also consists of 6 dots. I was more interested in writing it because some mechanic was involved, so I wanted to use the machine rather than just reading on the paper. Reading was very much a challenge and quite boring, especially at the beginning.
In those days, we used to have what were called home teachers. She used to come to my home and she started getting me used to the idea of Braille, really, that it was dots. We used what's called a Braillette board, which is a board with holes in, with little pins you push in to make the shape of the letters of Braille. Then I went, of course, away to a special school, so gradually learnt the whole Braille system. I joined what was then the National Library when I was about 8 years old, and I've been reading books ever since.
My mother was blind, and even before I was 5 years old and went to school, I remember my mother trying to teach me Braille, putting these little rivets in and sometimes succeeding and sometimes getting cross and throwing the thing up in the air. It was very tricky because even at the age of 5 or 6, when you only know, I think it's like anyone learning to read really, when you only know a very few letters, they can't make the material you have very interesting, so it doesn't inspire you to press on very much. At my school, the teacher, she had a little, I think it was probably the thing you were supposed to keep your pens and pencils in really, but she called it her sort of magic shelf, and she'd call you all up, one by one, to place your sheet of Braille that you were working from on what she called the magic shelf. And that felt kind of special and important. She'd slide the thing out and you'd place the Braille sheet on there and do your little performance.
I soon learned the letters and I started Braille in September. And by Christmas, my parents had bought me 3 storybooks as a Christmas present. And I was 8 at the time. The books were Jack and Apes, Little Black Ant and Mr. Papingi and his Little Round House. I forgot the authors.